That was actually the melody to my bar mitzvah. From the beginning. Dear listeners of the Naked American Songbook from WNYC Studios and WQXR in New York City, this is Julian Fleischer, host of the show. Amen. That is actually the melody from my Haftorah. It's the most wonderful time of the year, is it not? The air is cooler, the skirts are longer, and we Jews are crabbier than ever. Why? Because we're fasting, that's why. That's right, as the high holy days approach, we chosen people the world over are giving up our beloved sable, the fish, not the fur, and contemplating just what we were chosen for, exactly. But before I get into genuine Shonda land, let me invite you to celebrate this new year with us on this Naked American Songbook Extra, which is even more Jewy than usual. Look, is it my fault that so many of the great American composers and lyricists were tribesmen and women? With the way she sees and the way he looks, it's a perfect match.
Yenta says, Avram, to tell the truth, is your son so much to look at?
He ordered a horse but delivered a mule. It was a horse, it was a mule, it was a horse, it was a mule. Horse, mule, horse, mule.
And even those writers who weren't Jewish knew that the unmistakable strains of the minor pentatonic scale were the keys to your kishka. Even super wasp Cole Porter confessed to using Yiddish musical idioms to craft his astounding canon of standards. But here on the Naked American Songbook, perhaps no catalog has shown up more often and, frankly, with more passion than the songs from Fiddler on the Roof, perhaps the most beloved musical in the entire world. One devotee of these tunes was my guest Rachel Bloom, radiant Jewess and star of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, a TV show steeped in the sounds and traditions of the American musical theater and the great American songbook. In this never-before-heard outtake from our chat, Rachel and I consider the wonder of wonders that is Fiddler on the Roof. Recall, too, that Fiddler's legendary lyricist, Sheldon Harnick, was last season's closing interview.
Okay.
Before we could even get to the heart of the matter, though, Rachel and I greased the wheels of the old milk cart by sharing some delicious kosher nibbles and a whole bottle of cough syrup-flavored wine. Oh, by the way, we're recording this on Passover, and to celebrate, we have some Kedem Concord grape.
Should I have some?
Definitely.
I think I'm going to have some Kedem. I've never heard this.
Some delicious gluten-free matzah-style. Matzah-style squares.
Matzah-style? What does that mean?
And then just put some of
Yehuda
that in there.
Yehuda gluten-free matzah-style
squares.
Oh, okay, this is interesting. It says not a replacement for matzah at the Seder.
In other words, they're telling you don't tell people that it's not what it is.
They translate this, it's berchoso shehechol, shehakol. I don't know. My husband's father's Israeli, and I think.
What?
No, I'm just like, there's a world in which I married someone who wasn't Jewish, and I talked about being Jewish a lot less, but because I married a guy who is from Long Island, was raised, you know, the conservative side of conservative, didn't grow up celebrating Halloween, was raised kosher, I identify a lot with Jewish. I mean, I've always identified with being Jewish, but...
It made you more Jewish.
It made me more Jewish, even though my parents are very Jewish, but purely...
Culturally.
Culturally. Like, I dropped out of Hebrew school, and they were fine with that, and...
So...
I love this cheap kosher one.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to start pouring it.
You know why? Because it's grape juice, and I love grape juice, but it's grape juice that gets me drunk.
Right, it's perfect.
Oh, this is just...
I'm one of those weirdos who always liked the taste of cough medicine.
Uh-huh, me too.
So this is good for me.
This is a dark kosher wine, too. We are just polishing.
Just so everybody knows, we are drinking a bottle of our sponsor, Kedem.
Kedem really? No.
No, can't we get them as a sponsor just for doing this much? This is more radio play than they've had since the flood.
Original Seal of Quality, 1948, with a picture of Israel, but it says in the top, New York State.
Right, and then it says, this is not a substitute for actual Israel.
This is not a... but it contains... What does mevushal mean? See, I know very little.
It's Hebrew for sulfates.
I was raised pretty secular, and...
Secular? I just
secularly.
Sorry, you guys.
I think that's the third time you've done that specific joke.
Really? Then I need to catch up with myself. Let's stop this. Let's talk about you. Can you pour me some of that?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to do you want to sing like a song from Fiddler on the Roof?
May
you be like Ruth and like Esther. May you be deserving of praise.
Here you go.
While tucking into some gluten-free matzah substitute and pouring fermented kosher grape juice, Rachel gushed over our last season-ending guest, Sheldon Harnick.
Oh.
The great Sheldon. Have you met him?
I'm a massive... Everything he does is... I mean, Fiddler on the Roof, She Loves Me, The Apple Tree. You can't go wrong.
You really can't go wrong.
No.
She Loves Me, he won a Pulitzer for, before he even did Fiddler. Here's to your health. L'chaim.
L'chaim to you too. Dayenu.
Mm. I mean, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is not a replay. Oh, wow.
I actually like it. It's crunchy.
It tastes like Cheez-Its.
It does. There's a little bit
of
salt.
It actually tastes a lot like Cheez-Its.
It does. I think I like this stuff. I might actually get some of this and just eat it around the house. ladies and gentlemen, I'm chewing on the driest, dustiest matzah substitute known to man.
I'm actually thinking that it's Cheez-Its, and now my body likes it.
You just tell your body anything is Cheez-Its, and it can like it. Cheez-Its.
And that's the only way I can go down on anyone. It's Cheez-Its. It's Cheez-Its. Let's pretend it's Cheez-Its.
I was trying to be polite, but I can see I can dispense with the formalities.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I got some... I'm sorry. This is a classy podcast. I shouldn't do this.
No, it's not.
I don't want
it's
Sheldon
not.
Harnick to be angry.
I keep trying to tell people it is not a classy podcast.
Does Sheldon Harnick curse?
Did he curse? I don't think so.
How old is he now?
92?
Harnick is the lyricist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's a truly great lyricist, not only in the way that his ideas flow, but the attention to detail, not only in the storytelling, but in what an actor has to do.
Ooh.
He'll throw out a beautiful lyric if it doesn't scan. You know, if it isn't exactly the thing that your tongue wants to do, he will toss it and write a new one. And that's why they're so timeless, I think. But we can talk more about that. I want to get us started.
Yeah.
Under the glass table. You know about the glass table.
No. Tell me.
That's all you need to know.
Because I heard that about someone else, that was like a Hollywood legend about Danny Kaye. That, I think it's Danny Kaye was really into like scat stuff, but his wife wouldn't do it, and he didn't want to cheat on his wife, so he would hire women to come and poop on a table and he'd watch it.
This show has already gone where no other show has gone.
I'm so sorry.
No, thank you for it. This will be a good outtake.
Oh, yeah.
Rachel Bloom talks scat. And we don't mean singing.
Here we go.
That is it for now. Please don't be a stranger. Our show page is nakedamericansongbook.org. You can subscribe wherever you park your podcast. We are on Facebook. We are on Twitter. We are on Instagram. And all of these are designed to find out what you're thinking about what we're doing. We'll also need to know what you're wearing and what you're not wearing. The Naked American Songbook is a production of the Jonathan Channel, WNYC and WQXR in New York City. Our team includes Aaron Dalton, Ellie Smirling, Mike Shobe. Our theme music is written by me. I am Julian Fleischer. Thank you for listening. Keep it naked. No more drama.
Yeah.
No.
No.
More drama. Mary J. Blige.
See that? No, I don't know. Wow.
Come on, no more drama?
No, I don't know that song.
It's her biggest hit ever.
Well, I just show my true colors.
Okay, wait a second.
I'm a real weirdo dork.
I want you to cue that up after
we listen
to this.
Maybe I know it.
Because I feel like it's the sort of the answer to the question that this song poses.
Mm.
So we can have a dialogue back and forth.
Okay.
Much better down where it's wetter. Take it from
me. But it's like the flute play, the flute, the bass play, the and she sounding sharp.
Yeah. La Shana Tova, a sweet new year, apples and honey, baby. Keep it naked.